Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mintlerner as we talk about methane and beef cattle in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Dr. Frank Mintlerner of the University of California, Davis, is known on social media as the greenhouse gas guru. He's been making the rounds through the virtual meetings of this spring talking about greenhouse gases and the livestock industry. Dr. Mintlerner's message is that cows burp out methane as their complex ruminant digestive systems break down plant materials. It's a cycle, and he says it's a cycle that's just 10 years in length. He summarized what is going on with cattle and methane and plant materials at the Animal Agriculture Alliance that just concluded.
So what happens to the methane? The methane then, after about a decade, is broken down, process called oxidation, to be precise, hydroxyl oxidation, and that methane is then destroyed and made into CO2 again. Now, you might ask, is that a good or bad thing? You just told us methane has a lifespan of 10 years, CO2 has one of 1,000 years. That's not the question, okay? The question is not, is that a good or bad thing? The question is, do our livestock herds add new additional carbon to the atmosphere? And the answer to that is no, they don't. Because when that methane breaks down back into CO2, that is the same kind of CO2 as it was when it went into the plants. This is called the biogenic carbon cycle. Some call it the biological carbon cycle. The carbon goes around and around and around from the atmosphere into the plant, into the animal, to the atmosphere, the plant, the animal, and so on. That goes around and around.
In contrast, fossil fuels release greenhouse gases, period.
We extracted them from the ground where they were for so long, and we burned them. And when we burn them, we burn that carbon and put it into the atmosphere. It's not a short cycle like the livestock biogenic carbon cycle, but it is a one-way street from the ground up into the air.
Now let's get back to livestock and methane production. Dr. Mintlerner offered an analogy using a bathtub illustration of livestock and methane.
Here you have a faucet on the one side, but you have a drain on the other side. And the drain, of course, is the atmospheric removal of methane. So let's say you turn your faucet on normal. You put water into the bathtub, but your drain is open, meaning at the rate you put water in, water comes out of the drain. Okay, and as a result, the water level does not change. It stays stable. And that's what happens under current livestock situations here in the United States and in most developed countries. Herds are not increasing. They are pretty stable. The amount of methane produced by animals is almost equal to the amount of methane removed through oxidation.
So in the case of our U.S. cattle herds and really much of our developed world cattle herds, that is basically very much in line with what the conversation is about when it comes to global warming, trying to keep things constant or trying to bring them down. Dr. Mintlerner likens what we've done now with the Paris Climate Accords.
And this is what the Paris Climate Accord and so on is. That's what they're all about. Okay, to keep the warming from going up. Keeping it constant or even decreasing it. That's the goal, okay? And for livestock, we can achieve that by just staying constant, by not increasing herd sizes, okay? That alone would keep the warming impacts at bay.
Dr. Frank Mintlerner saying the science tells us that cattle herd populations stable here in America, not adding to climate warming. Good news there. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.